But now he said, I can accept this world. Or at least he tried to convince himself philosophically that he should. This lasted about a year. And about that point, Belinsky found this whole argument to be totally unbearable. Now, it's revealing that Belinsky managed to escape from this reconciliation with reality, as it was often called at the time, not by better logic, not by reading Hegel more carefully and understanding him more deeply, not by reinterpreting Hegel the way, for example, the young Karl Marx would do in Germany at the time, and a whole group of young Hegelians who read a radical implication in all of Hegel. No, Belinsky's solution was by trusting his deeper instincts. In other words, by turning to his moral feeling rather than pure philosophical rationalism. And I should say this was more than just a matter of feeling, though that's very central for Belinsky. It was also connected to a rediscovery and a reemphasis on a central philosophical, really ethical idea, one that was becoming central to the whole emerging thought of the intelligentsia, at least the Westernizer intelligentsia. And this was not God, not the absolute, not humanity in the abstract, but that final point that Belinsky said was central to the evolution of his thought, namely the individual human being, man. In fact, we here encounter another key cultural word, a Russian word worth knowing. You'll hear it again later. And this is the word личность. Личность. This is the individual person. It means also, though, the human personality. It means the self in a certain way. It's what makes people human, what's inside every person that makes them human, and what gives them dignity as a human being and natural rights. In a lot of ways, you saw this idea of the human personality giving people dignity and rights, this idea of личность, in the writing of early, and the thinking of early intellectuals, Novikov, for example, especially his essay on human dignity, the Decembrists, and many others, even young Alexander I. It was so much a part of his education, so much a part of the Enlightenment. But now, in the 1830s and 40s, this was much more passionate, much more intense. And with this idea in mind, this idea of the personality and the rights and dignity that go with it, this idea of личность, Belinsky was able to face the world around him truly armed to do battle. With it in hand, he took on almost all the conventional philosophical thinking among educated Russians. And now is when Belinsky's really coming into his own, really making a mark as a thinker, and really explaining why his influence is so great. He now totally rejects the dry, abstract philosophizing of the German idealists and all their Russian followers, which he was an extreme example of only moments before. And in the course of the 1840s, he rails against all this dry philosophizing. What is it to me, he says, that the universal exists when the individual personality, личность is the word he uses here, is suffering? The universal, he says, isolated from the particular and the individual, is nothing but a lifeless, self-indulgent dream. The fate of the individual, he says at another place, the fate of the person is more important to me than the fate of the whole world. This is really classic Belinsky, as he'd later be remembered and would later be so influential. Perhaps he's not so philosophically consistent anymore. Perhaps not so philosophically rigorous, but he is morally, ethically consistent. In fact, it's this moral consistency, this moral passion that makes Belinsky so influential in his time, and indeed for the rest of the 19th and well into the 20th century. He made him so much the model intelligent. It's also upon this principle of the individual person that Belinsky was able to construct a dramatic and extensive critique of the world around him, of the Russian world around him especially, a critique that became very influential, widely read decades after he died. He criticized, as so many had before him, autocracy and serfdom, as, in his words, trampling upon everything that is even remotely human and noble.